Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Getting everyone together to watch the game is fun until you realize you're running low on snacks right before halftime. That's why Shipt is there for you on game day. Whether going for that classic spread, chips and dip, or mixing in even a few healthier options, I can, and so can you, order all the favorites for same-day delivery to keep the party going, especially now that March is here. And if that Shipt bowl is looking suddenly too empty, no stress, just place another order and it shows up the same day. Shipt makes last-minute hosting so much easier. You can get snacks, party supplies, decorations, and more delivered from nearby stores. I'm talking grocery runs from places like Safeway or Albertsons, party decor from Michaels, or even a quick Target order. All while you're getting ready for guests with Shipt, you can order same-day delivery on groceries, gifts, and so much more. And shoppers are known for incredible attention to detail and care. Plus, with an annual Shipt membership, you get unlimited orders, zero delivery fees on orders over $35, exclusive deals, and even the option to request your favorite shoppers again. Download the app or order at Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Baseball is back, and the first pitch is on Netflix. The New York Yankees, led by seven-time All-Star Aaron Judge, head to the San Francisco Bay to take on Rafael Devers' San Francisco Giants. This season kicks off with one exclusive opening night game. Watch MLB Opening Night, the New York Yankees versus the San Francisco Giants, live on Netflix. Wednesday, March 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific.
I'm looking at you like... You played football, right? A little bit?
I actually wrestled. I was more
You wrestled, okay. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the weirdest question, but did your high school have programs? Did you ever do, like, headshots? Like, headshots, like, for a program or anything?
Just for picture day, okay. I think. Yeah, I don't...
Well,
I
you did your... You that. Did... All I'm saying is that, like, mm-hmm. I always say, like, high school, like, football players, every single one of them for the program, they pop the traps...
Right.
Like, yeah. You do not.
Well, our headshots are a wrestling stance.
Oh, really?
Right? So we're I mean, the way the wrestling stance is your hands are up and your shoulders are shrugged because they're yanking on your neck the whole match. So.
But you don't need to do that. Like, you don't, literally don't need to do that. Like,
no, I joke around. It's an advantage for me. I can never break my neck because I don't have one. You know? So people joke around with me. I'm like, hey, it's you know, an advantage for me.
By the way, thank you for my next T-shirt I'm going to make. Yeah, no, it's the second best. It's the second best quote after Peyton Tolley's. I feel like I'm the third monkey getting on the ark and it's starting to rain.
I saw that one. That's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, but he's full of them. I can't break my neck because I don't have one.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty. By the way, the wrestling pose. So here's another question: which is easier to pose? I guess you don't even pose for baseball cards anymore. They used to. Like, they just take a picture of you, right?
They use Game Photo now for your Topps cards or whatever brand. But they'll do some where it's you're in your baseball stance for our, you know, picture day has shots.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So which is more awkward? Doing the baseball pose, the wrestling pose, all I can think of is like the old school WWF guys.
It's similar. Yeah. Like, dudes have fun with it too. They do some funny stances.
Really?
The wrestling ones are probably more fun, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. You just kind of mess around with your stance a little bit. You know, you look like a T-Rex, but those are fun.
You know the ones I'm talking about, like the old school ones?
Yeah.
Where like, I'm going to cite like, you know, I was going to go Killer Kowalski. But you were like negative 20 when he wrestled. But that's the type of thing. All right. Mm-hmm. The wrestling questions are just coming. When's the last time you wore a wrestling singlet?
It would have been my last match, so 2018.
Whoa, man.
2018. That was my senior year.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrestled from fifth grade to throughout senior year.
And you knew that was going to be it for you?
That was going to be it.
Did you win?
No, I lost in the state tournament.
Ooh.
If I had won my last match, I would have been all state, but I went 2 and out.
Oh, you did?
I went 0-2 at state.
What weight class again?
I was 160.
Okay. Was it upset? Did you like underperform, overperform?
No. Once you get to state, it's a lot of guys who are wrestling in college and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, and 3A in Illinois. Illinois is a good state.
It's legit.
It's probably top five.
Really?
I'm a little biased, but it's probably top five. So, good wrestling and... The kid I wrestled first ended up winning it all. And
he did?
Yeah, he went on to wrestle at Indiana.
Okay.
Which is Big Ten wrestling. Yeah, he was a stud. And then the next guy I wrestled, close match. Ended up losing it, though. And it was tough. Yeah, I loved wrestling. I didn't wrestle year-round, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I did baseball year-round and wrestling during the winter.
Mm.
So I would do baseball as much as I could during wrestling season. It wasn't a lot, but as much as I could, because it's tough when you're cutting weight for wrestling for 4 months during the winter. And then I think it was the next day, a couple days after the state tournament, I was in baseball tryouts.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm pretty banged up from the wrestling season trying to swing a bat. It's not as easy as it
There's
sounds.
There's not a lot of, it's weird because you don't hear a lot of like the wrestler baseball combo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think.
No, I've heard of a couple in the big leagues. JT Realmuto.
He wrestled?
Realmuto, yeah.
Okay.
He was a wrestler growing up, I know, and his uncle was actually John Smith, who is a very decorated Olympian.
Yeah.
Won a couple, I think, Olympic medals, world medals. He was the head coach of Oklahoma State for a long time before David Taylor jumped on board, who's the head coach now. So he's kind of the main one that I've heard of.
But you, I mean, I was
I
like,
I never got to talk to him about it, though.
I mean, I was going to proclaim that you're the best wrestler in Major League Baseball, but you would have to actually, we're going to have a match for, because he would be at a higher weight class, though, right? Realmuto or? 160?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's up there too much, though.
Really?
He's probably a little bit bigger than me. I'm short, but I'm up to like 185, 190. So
now.
He's probably, right now.
Yeah.
Back then I was 160. It was my highest.
What's your move? The figure four?
No, the splatel.
The splatel?
Wow. Splatel's a good one. You should look it up after this. The splatel's a good one. No, my move, it was called a boot scoot. So I would, whenever you're tied up, he would tie up with me and I'd throw his elbow over, kind of bounce on my butt and circle behind him.
Really?
Yeah, it was
that was your move?
No, it was a finesse
move. Oh, it was?
Yeah, you had to be quick to do it.
Not a lot of guys do this.
I didn't see a whole lot of it. All right, I practiced it a lot, though. My dad wrestled in college, so he coached me growing up.
So I asked about the singlet thing because Kershaw just had a quote, said, "This is the last time I wear baseball pants."
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So I'm morphing the two, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if you like, again, if you like, this is
I don't wear it. I don't put it on just for fun that often, I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's what I mean. A wrestling singlet isn't like you go. I can see him wearing baseball pants. Like,
yeah, if you're going out to play catch with your son, men's league maybe down the road. But
you're not wearing a wrestling
singlet. Doing any more wrestling now.
Well, all right. Sorry. Okay. So I could talk all day about wrestling, but I won't. I appreciate it. What is the thing? We've talked before about sort of your path, and I want to get the best compliment that you've gotten. Okay? Think about it. And also the time where somebody said, you aren't going to be able to do this. Because obviously, you're unique in what you do. So somebody said that along the way. Mm-hmm. Somebody says it to a lot, but those two things to me stick mm-hmm. with players. Like sometimes somebody says something that's a compliment, like that hits different. Mm-hmm. And also you always remember the people who like say, you're not going to be able to do it. You got those? You locked in or?
I think so.
Okay.
The first one of the best compliment I've gotten, honestly, I think the best compliment you could be given as a baseball player is just, this guy's a gamer, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's, for me, what it's all about. Baseball is kind of the ultimate equalizer of all the types of sports, you know. Football, basketball, you kind of have to be a certain mold. You have to be a certain size. At least it's a bigger advantage to be a type of size. In baseball, you see guys that are big, small, skinny, fat, and they're all really good at the game. So mm-hmm. you get guys of all different sizes. And for me, it just stems from the way you play the game. Mm-hmm. You know, if you try to play the game the right way and your ears are open and you're willing to continue to keep developing and growing, and that's kind of what it's all about. And for me, that's what kind of being a gamer is all about. So that's the best compliment I feel like I've ever received. And then, you kind of, no one's really said to my face,
really?
Hey, you can't do this.
Not like a coach, like, hey, listen.
No, because I was always, a good player, but it was always, I'm the smallest guy on the field all the time. So there was never really,
Can I tell you not to interrupt you, that's the best compliment.
Yeah.
The fact that, because, people might murmur. There's always someone who's going to say, hey, who means well, said it. But the fact that nobody said that to you tells you that they might say, okay, you don't check off this, but I know off of the important stuff. Mm. I'm here to pump you up, by the way. the important stuff that it is going to find a way to work out.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that a big part of it, too, is, I'm sure there's people that look at me, initially and were like, it's maybe kind of laugh at the fact that I'm trying to play professionally or play in the big leagues. But the people that are around me and know me and have interacted with me, they don't say that,
That's what I mean.
That's kind of to your point. But I mean, there's definitely times where I kind of bring it up, in conversation, and someone who, doesn't really know me is kind of, like I said, laughs it off and stuff. But that's why you just have to take that with a grain of salt. And, the people that matter are the people that are around you. Mm-hmm. And, if there's someone who is working with me every single day to try to get better, said to me, hey, we're not seeing it right now.
That's not happening.
Then, maybe I'm not here, but that never,
it never happened. Because again, I think it's the attitude, it's the intention, it's the ability, it's all of it. And so I would imagine last year through it all, you're going through high school, minor leagues, and you think, and you're driven and everything, but you never know until you know. You never know until you get the call.
Right.
You never know. And then when you do get the call, you never know, is this going to translate?
Mm-hmm.
So looking back at last year, that must have been enormously satisfying. And I don't know, like, how deep into the season you're like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a thing. I think once you get up your first time, you're just kind of going with the flow, kind of trying to just survive at first. And once you get your I would say once you go through your first little bit of struggle and you get through it, because I've struggled at every level.
Really?
You know, it's inevitable.
You're fortunate that you did that, though.
Yeah,
100%. Because a lot of guys don't until
right. Well,
the third deck comes around.
Right, exactly. And I was lucky enough to where I wasn't talented enough to not struggle. You know, I had to struggle and then work my way through it. So I understood that that's just a natural part of the game, and that was going to come in the big leagues. And when it came in the big leagues, it's probably going to be the toughest part of getting through it is going to be the there's more people that now know that I'm struggling. You know, in the minor leagues, you struggle. You're kind of to yourself to get through it. In the big leagues, it's like, hey, this guy's got to start getting, you know, performing or else he's not going to play anymore.
Right.
You know, that's kind of a part of it. In the minor leagues, you're given a little bit more of a leash. So, but that's on you too, right? So you go through that first struggle and you just try to stick to the same process that you know works to get out of it. And yeah, once you go through that though and have a little bit more success.
Get in the game with the college branded Venmo debit card. Rep your team with every tap and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash, a new rewards program from Venmo. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, just school pride and spending power. Get in the game and sign up for the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
And have that first taste of, you know, you feel in control and you feel like yourself on the baseball field again, then everything else kind of settles.
Was there an instance, if there wasn't, that's fine. Was there an instance where you're like, maybe it was off a really good pitcher or, you know, whatever, or maybe you made a really good play? Was there an instance where like, okay, I feel a little bit better about things?
Yeah, there was one game that we were in Pittsburgh and we were struggling as a team last year. You know, we went through that first Now, I got called up mid-April, but really going into the beginning of June, mm-hmm. we were middle of the pack in our division, kind of 500, but not playing our baseball. I wasn't playing very well at all up to that point, and we were in Pittsburgh, and we were down 2-1 in the series. Mm-hmm. And in game four, we were losing by two going into the eighth, and maybe down by one going into the top of the eighth inning. And I'm up to bat with a guy on first and third, maybe second and third. And I'm just grinding out an at bat. I think it ends up being a six or seven, eight pitch at bat. Mm-hmm. And I end up getting a double over the left fielder's head. And for me, that was like, had to grind out an at bat of, you know, I have to come through right here because there's two outs. You know, mm-hmm. if this is a big at bat in the game. And it was kind of one of those moments where I can't let my teammates down right now.
And they're looking at you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a two-way thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have that moment, but it also mm-hmm. it's the moment where they're like, all right.
Yeah. I would say the toughest part of struggling in the big leagues at first is just you want to come through for the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't.
It's not AU anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
No, exactly. You know, it's in the minor leagues, it's like, yeah, you're playing to win. You want to have a team culture where you're trying to win in the minor leagues, obviously.
It's AAU.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
In the big leagues, we're playing to win, and we're playing to win the last game of the year. So your guys got to know that they can trust you, and, you know, you can trust them. And I felt that was a big confidence booster, you know, to answer your question. Mm. That was the first time where I came through for the guys, and we ended up getting on a big role as a team, and I ended up, you know, kind of figuring it out a little bit.
That's awesome. That's a good story, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best Pat Murphy story?
My best Pat Murphy story? Oh, man, there's quite a few.
If I asked that of Dustin Pedroia, we couldn't
put this. You wouldn't have enough time in the day.
Well, not all that, but we couldn't put it up. It would be.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Best Pat Murphy. I mean, the first time I met him, you know, we're in the – one of the backfields, and I come in from taking ground balls, and I go up to him to shake his hand. It's the first time I met Pat, and I go to shake his hand, and he just stares at me. I'm with my hand out, and he's just looking at me, not even shaking my hand. I'm like, oh, here we go. I heard about this, you know. I heard, you know, he makes you a little uncomfortable, but he just stared at me for a good 5-10 seconds, and then shook my hand, and then said, happy. And I thought he was asking me, like, are you happy? You happy to be here?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's your first time with the Brewers. And I was like, yeah, stoked, you know, happy to be here. Shook my hand and then just got up and walked away. And I'm like, what was that about?
Was it a question or a statement?
So he ended up coming up to me later on that day and was, like, you know, joking around with me, saying that he was at, you know, lunch with Craig Counsell, you know, a couple weeks beforehand, you know, when I got traded. And I guess there's a player, Happy Durkin, that he used to have maybe back in the day. And so that became my new nickname, was Happy.
Really?
Yeah. So he called me Happy from there on out.
Really? Did anyone else call you Happy?
No, just him.
Really?
There's maybe a couple of the pitching coaches called me Happy too.
I gotta be honest with you. It's a solid name. It's a solid nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like it? Are you offended? Like people?
No, I liked it. I liked it. You know, at the time when he called me it. You know, it was, everyone had their nickname.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was like your rite of passage, right? To you know, getting in with Murph was he had a nickname for you. So
that's a pretty good one.
I will say that's one of his really strong suits is his ability to kind of be he's very personable when, you know, when he wants to be and can connect with you on a personal level. And that was his way of kind of settling me in, you know, because I get traded to a brand new team. I haven't been up to the big leagues for the first time. You know, it's a little overwhelming. And he was always kind of cracking jokes and just trying to help me settle in a little bit.
I ask you if you like it because now I want to, like, I want people to yell out from the stands, Happy. Like, that shows that's a term of endearment, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
I mean, I don't understand why he called me it, really, but.
No. Well, all good nicknames have a story behind it, so that's a good one.
Yeah.
Have you been hooked up? I know we talked. No hookup with Pedroia yet?
When he comes out here, I'm sure I'll meet him. But
he's not coming.
I texted him.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll see him during the year at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his own life, you know. Like, he's busy, but he's.
I guess priority. No, I'm just kidding. He's
awesome.
I honestly, in the time that I've seen you play, I mean, forget about like the stature. I mean, I don't. If he was measured for ABS, like he was, he would be yelling at the guy.
Yeah.
Like, say no.
Yeah.
Like, this, whatever. So, but. You know, but the way that you guys play, like, it's the same. I can already tell it's the same. Like, it comes back to what you were saying. Like, when people see you play, it's the same thing with him. Where he was hitting in Cora, probably, he's told the story a million times how he carried him through the first month of his Pedroia's career because he was starting, Pedroia was hitting 180. Uh-huh. So, yeah, but everyone knew, could see how he played.
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is that, yeah, it's a good thing. Mm. So,
yeah, I mean, he's a guy that is, you know, for me, being a smaller guy, obviously I'm looking for inspiration, you know, and seeing guys who have done it at a really high level that have been a similar stature to me, because that's always kind of been my thing, right? Like, oh, he's too small, like that's his thing, you know. So to have the ability to not make that an excuse because other guys with the same size have done it, then that's, you know, that's all I need. And I think you kind of get similarities with maybe smaller guys that kind of play that way because they have to, you know, like they have to stand out in a certain way, and they have that natural edge to them to where, you know, they've been overlooked for, you know.
But you know what's going to happen? That some people are going to be look. You're going to be that guy. And I'm like, all sincerity, that's important. Mm. And by the way, Kevin McGonigal, you know, who, like, I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and literally the night before, he had gone down a YouTube rabbit hole with Pedroia.
That's awesome.
With, yeah, stuff.
We've all been there.
Really? Yeah.
Great.
I really appreciate your time. I could talk to you about a million things, but we got all year to do it, and you got to get ready for a game. But if nothing else, that we know that you are, I'm proclaiming you the best wrestler in MLB, and also the guy that everyone will be chanting happy, happy. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Two teams, one cup. The primetime stage is set for the TGL presented by SoFi Finals, Los Angeles Golf Club versus Tigers Jupiter Lynx. Keep up, it's playoffs. Tune in Monday, March 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2, and Tuesday, March 24th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and on the ESPN app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.